Market Basket board members attempted to discreetly exit the law offices of Ropes and Gray in the Prudential Center, but I caught up with one board member, Terry Carlton, as he left.
I told you the meeting was over. That's about all I can tell you.
It's not clear whether they reached a management resolution that might save the Market Basket grocery chain. The 71 stores are losing millions of dollars a day as customers and some employees protest the firing of Arthur T. Demoulas. That after Governor Deval Patrick and New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan met Sunday night with the board to push negotiations along. The saga is gathering national attention. Charles Kane is a lecturer at MIT's Sloan School and sits on the boards of five publicly traded companies. He says the Market Basket board is under tremendous pressure amid chaos.
Their challenge now is to stop the bleeding and get the company back online. The media attention that is happening right now seems to be really bent against them, which I think is unfair because these board members are trying to do what's right for the shareholders.
Kane says finding a buyer would end the feud between the two sides of the Demoulas family that culminated in the firing of Arthur T. Demoulas as CEO last month.
In order for them to get the reputation back and to gain any value out of what's left of it, I think they need to sell the company, which is a shame because it's at a point now where I don't think it can stand on its own feet.
Kane believes the Demoulas family should sell to another supermarket chain, which could include prospective overseas buyers. Right now, the store's produce, meat, and fish shelves are empty, and vendors have begun slowing and stopping deliveries. Market Basket did release a statement Monday addressing those vendors. Quote, "We have been diligently working with vendors to limit the damage the walkout has caused," end quote. In Boston, Ann Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.